You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Hi, my name is Sarah and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'd like to thank Michelle for inviting me to come and speak. It's such a privilege to be here and go get the stats out of the way, even if we already said it. My date of abstinence is September 9th, 2017. I have a weight release of, I'm maintaining a weight release of 150 pounds. And so just to kind of do a quick what it was like, what happened and what it's like now. My childhood was like really normal and wonderful. I'm adopted, but my parents are amazing and they loved me and they gave me everything I could ask for. And my mom and I were super close growing up, and she calls me the child of her heart, and we just have a beautiful relationship. And I can't remember any strange eating things or anything when I was growing up. I remember the excitement of when I had to stop asking permission to eat. So like I did get into certain foods once I got to a certain age. And when I was about, I don't know, 15, six, no, I must have been like 17 or 18. I got a, I'm very mathy and with that kind of stuff. So I got an internship at a company called Nortel back in Canada. I'm Canadian. Back in the late the 90s. And, I moved out of my parents' house for the first time and I came back and I was like, was it very different without me? And like, they listed the foods so that they didn't have to buy every week with me not there. And, I was like, oh, like they didn't say it right away, but that kind of came up of like, oh, we didn't have to buy this as much as we do when you're here. Like it was pretty marked, like, okay. And, you know, other than that, like, then I was a soccer player and I went to university and, me personally, I had some troubles in my 20s with some other addictions. And, I really just had some rough 20s. Like I was very sick. And what came with that, when I look at my eating and my compulsive eating, what always happened was it's that middle of the night, you know, just eating. And anything that was going on, I'm going to skip a little bit ahead. So I got sober first and I thought, okay, that's my problem. I'm fine. And it really, you know, I knew my weight. Oh, like I knew with my weight, there was an issue there. So, but I really thought that I could find the right formula. Like I say, I'm very mathy and I thought I would be able to find the right formula to, you know, the right diet and exercise or whatever I needed to do to get back to this healthy weight that, you know, I didn't even have a number. Under 200 would have been great. And it just, for the next few years, it was up and down and up and down. So I got sober, I stopped drinking and my life got better because I started working the 12 steps with that. And, but nothing changed with my eating at all. If anything, it was a little bit worse. But it was still the up and down, up and down. And when I was working a ninth step with my regarding to my parents and I said, is there anything else that I can do to make response, you know, like anything else that's harmed you? My mom asked me, she said, will you please take care of your health? Will you please? And she asked that of me, and like, I'm doing a ninth step and I'm trying to make amends to her. And I said, yeah. And I just launched into this next diet and exercise plan I was going to do. And it was going to change my life, mom. You know, this is going to be different. It's going to be different this time. And, you know, when I can look back and see that really I was just saying these words because I had no idea how to control and enjoy my eating. I had no, like, you know, like I was like, that was the plan. I'm going to control and enjoy it all. I'll follow this and I'll get it all sorted out. And really nothing changed after that. And for the next few years, I was up and down and up and down with my weight and my eating, and I can it was causing problems in my marriage. It was causing problems in my family, and I was over 300 at quite a high size. You know, we'd gotten married, and I got down to a certain, you know, for the wedding, and I was like, okay, like I just kept thinking that there was like a certain, if I could only just stay on this diet and exercise, like if I could only stay, I lasted about 12 weeks so I could drop weight and I could try to control and figure it out. And, you know, and I did try OA because I had a friend who had some success with OA, and she said, you know, it works. Why don't you try some meetings? And I actually had a therapist when I went and talked to her. She also suggested OA, and I was like, you guys, you don't understand. I'm living a spiritual program. Like, I'm okay. I just need to find this magic formula of how to eat. And I'm almost there. I mean, I'll get there. And eventually I was like, well, okay, like I'll try OA. So because what was happening in my life is I was still trying to live a spiritual program and living by spiritual principles, and that, you know, asking God to help me run my day and, or help me look at it, asking God to run my day. And what was happening was I was just like, I went into this darkness where like, I knew I was going to die. Like I had this thing and I'm going to die. My wife got pregnant with our first child, and I just was terrified that I would never see that. I wouldn't live to see that child. And like, that fear didn't make sense to me. Like, I was like, I don't understand why I'm terrified that I'm not going to be able to be a mom one day. And I don't understand why I'm waking up in the middle of the night and like, just like the blackness is around me and I know this is going to end. And I couldn't see it at the time. And it just was baffling to me. I didn't know what to do. I was praying more. I was trying to, you know, like work the steps. And I was just completely ignoring the fact that the way that I was trying to control and manage my food, the way that I was eating, and all of that, it was killing me. And, you know, I'm a compulsive overeater. And, I'd go to bed and then I'd wake up and say, okay, let's go, let's do this. And, you know, I went to a doctor, I was worried about my heart and I was like, just terrified about all this. I was just in a lot of fear, and it was, you know, I'm supposed to be living this beautiful life. And I just wasn't. I was in a lot of fear. I just kept taking actions and kept trying and trying. And I ended up going to a conference and talking, listening to a speaker. I tried OA. And I say that because I did that thing where I went to a meeting. It was nice. And I got like the little book, and I was like, thanks. And then I asked a lady to sponsor me, because I'm like, okay, get a sponsor, work steps. Okay, I'll do this. And I said, well, what food plan do you think I should do? And she showed me like this basic one. And I was like, okay. And I took it and I just like went like extreme, like a lot less than that. I'm like, oh, it says this and I'll do this. It says this and I'll do this. And then it didn't, you know, I was like so hungry by the end of the first day. And like, I hadn't discussed this with this woman. She was my sponsor, but I hadn't talked about it with her. I was doing this. Was the same as the diet and exercise. And then I said, oh, it doesn't work. Cause I, you know, that wasn't enough food. It doesn't work. Even though I hadn't followed anything or committed anything or done any, you know, like I didn't try the program. And so anyways, like in 2017, I went to this, this conference and listened to a speaker, and this woman that had tried OA in the past and was really trying to struggling to get back there. We were about the same weight. And she was asked, she got a couple of numbers of some women in OA, and she said, I can share them with you if you want. And I was like, no, I'm okay. I've got this new plan. I've got this new diet and exercise plan. I'm okay. And I just tonight glanced at this email that I had sent, ended up sending this woman, like I think a week later, but, what had spurred it, which I didn't realize, was I didn't remember, because, you know, we don't remember, but I was dressing up from somewhere, because I was going to chair a meeting from another fellowship. And I was like, I had to get a dress and look presentable and be an example. And I'm doing it. And I have this dress that's my dress that I can wear no matter what. And I was struggling to get into it. And it was a real, like, really embarrassing. And I got, and as I was driving to the meeting to be an example of, you know, this other program. And I remember after reading, I ripped. I felt it rip in the back. And I was like, oh no. And I, you know, this was the dress that I could wear no matter what. And, you know, I couldn't do that anymore. And it was a real, like, I was very, like, a lot of shame there. And after the meeting, I was talking to this woman and I was telling her, like, okay, this is my new plan. I'm going to do this. And she said, do you want this woman's phone number or this email? You could reach out. I think she has, like, however many years in OA, she does how. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. And I had this experience where I was explaining to my friend, like, no, I've got this new plan. I'm going to clean eat, or, you know, like, Sarah's got this plan of how she's going to sort this problem out. And so I'm telling this woman, and I just have, like, this almost an out of body experience where I'm just like, I realize what a broken record I am. Like, I'm saying, no, I've got this figured out. This new thing, I will sort this out. And I have the power to control and enjoy my eating. It's fine. And I just stopped for a second and I said, actually, can I get her number or her email? She gave me, my sponsor is Mary. She gave me her email and I read that email, just like recently. And I was like, oh wow. Like, I was like, here's my deal. This is what's going on with me. And I was just very, very, at the end of the email, I was just very desperate. And I said, I don't know anything. I don't know how to, I don't know how to do this. And, you know, at that point in time, we had my wife did have our little oldest child, and I was a new mom, and I was over 300 pounds, and I just getting my baby out of the carrier and holding her. And she was born, very small, 4 pounds, 10 ounces, and had a little bit of a NICU stay and all this, like, little breakable. And I was wanted to be so gentle with her, but, like, getting up or moving or any of that was so, and it was so painful because I really wanted to be a good mom and I really wanted to give my child everything that I could. And I was on it, you know, like, just bringing her somewhere and getting her out of the car seat and, sitting on the floor while I had to, you know, adjust, get her in the car seat was just painful and just the humiliation. And, you know, I think that really helped with the, okay, what's going on with me here. And so I contacted Mary and I said, okay, I'm willing to do anything. And she started me off slow. Like, the day that I contacted her was August 23rd, 2017. And she said, well, why don't you just send me what you're eating? Cause I had a plan already. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And we were having a discussion and she told me, it sounds like, cause I was sounded pretty desperate on the phone. And she said, it sounds like you're ready to stop hurting yourself. With food. And I was like, it had never occurred to me, maybe, but not really. Like, I'm like, it feels good when I eat though. Like, what do you mean this hurts? Yes, I'm over 300 pounds, but like, and like, it started to dawn on me like, oh yeah, like I don't need to go to like a fast food place and I can't figure out like the amount of food that I would eat. And, just the way that I would eat was harmful to me. And I was harming myself and it hadn't occurred to me. Like, so I was eating to harm myself and no wonder I was scared I was going to die. No wonder I was taking actions to harm myself. I'm powerless. Like I, you know, in my disease of compulsive overeating, that is what my brain tells me is healthy and helping myself. You know, I'm powerless over that. And my life was absolutely unmanageable. And, you know, so she, I don't think she sponsored me at first. She gave me to one of her sponsees and I had this woman, Roberta, who was perfect for me. And she said, okay, here's the OA How program. Here's what you do. Here's like, just like laid it all out for me and was like, I like wiggle room there. She gave me no wiggle room and not like do it a little less, do it a little more, do it how you kind of feel that. None of that. It was like, here's what you do. You call me every day at the, you know, like you guys, this is the program. You call me every day at whatever time. You send me your food and you're going to do these questions. And I did that. I was willing to do that. And what happened is when I'm doing those, these step 1, 2, 3 questions, I had to really look at what I had been doing. So like, give me an example of you know, your powerlessness over food, or kind of like how you were overeating. And I got to go like, oh yeah, like every time we go to the grocery store, my wife and I would fight because I would look at something and say, oh, we need that, we need that, we need that, we need that. And I would lie to her and lie to myself and say, well, I'm going to bring it somewhere and share with people. And it never happened. And she would say, you're not going to do that. You don't ever do that. And I would be like, it's fine. I would eat food off of her plate. I would do all these things that were just incredibly selfish and, you know, not care about our finances. Like, we need an extra meal because I might want that. I don't know. And I got to really look at that. And, you know, I really thought it was just about the weight. I didn't understand the disease. I didn't understand the insanity of the disease.
Five left, Sarah.
Thank you. So basically, yeah. So Roberta took me, I think, through 1, 2, 3, and then there was a switch again, and I got back to Mary, and Mary took me through 4 through 12, and my fourth step was, because I had done a fourth step in a different program, so I was like, I know what I'm doing. And she said, well, I want you to be really thorough and really kind of look at the food part of it. And so I actually did a fourth step where I looked at like kind of any big emotional moment in my life and look at the kind of like where food had a part of it. So like, it wasn't just resentments. It was also just like pain moments. Like, cause I'm like, I think I'm over that. But she's like, don't worry about that. So I took it through and I got to look at like these painful moments in my high school where like I wouldn't drink over it, but then like I would stop and buy something from like Dairy Queen or what, like a giant cake, and eat it that night because somebody hurt my feelings, and I would absolutely eat over that. And I would, you know, and like really painful things, like, you know, high school was hard, man. So that was tough. And I got to really look and all these at exactly how I had turned to food. And I got to really look exactly how then my actions and like really just look and see how I affected those around me. Like, and, you know, nobody really got on board with me doing HowAWA immediately. It was just like immediate, like none of my family, my wife wasn't like, yay. She was like, oh, another thing I have to change and adjust because Sarah's got a new plan with her food. Like nobody was really excited, but it's this consistency in the program and working the steps. And one of my best, most amazing things that came from my fifth step is my mother-in-law. So I had tons of resentments against her. She did not treat my wife right. She did not do anything right. No way I was going to let her be part of my kids' lives. Like, she had all these issues and I had a real problem with them. And I got to do a fifth step and really look and see how I was being selfish and self-centered. And I got to really ask God to please remove that. Please remove that. And when I wasn't, my interactions with her, when I wasn't compulsively overeating, God got in there and God changed this hate and anger to love. And it was the most beautiful thing. And my mother-in-law are my children's grandmother. And I get to not get in the way of that relationship. And I'm loving towards this woman. Like someone the other day, who had watched me go through this was like, and I was like, oh yeah, I posted a picture on Instagram. And then, my mother-in-law texted me about it and like kind of joking with me. And I was like, no, that, and we just like had this beautiful interaction. And someone said like, people didn't realize like the magic of that I was having this amazing interaction with this woman that I was like literally, I can't wait until you die because I don't want to deal with you. Like that was my attitude 3 years ago. And, you know, the fact that I don't have to live like that, I don't have to carry that, I don't have to eat over any of that is miraculous to me today because I get to live just like free from all the hate and all the stuff I try to stuff. And I get to, you know, show up and, you know, just like I made food that I don't eat and, you know, that I don't eat today with my children. And I just wasn't grumpy about it. I wasn't angry that I couldn't have it. I wasn't any of that. I just did an activity with my kids and I did it lovingly. And I made sure to wash my hands really good. and just clean up really well. And it was just beautiful. And that it's just so miraculous to me. Cause if you would have told me, you know, on September 9th, like one day you're going to be making these with your kids and you're not going to eat any of it, or it's not even going to be a big deal. It's just going to be an activity like coloring. I would have said no way. Like there's no way I can look at that and not eat it. And I, you know, and God is incredible, because this and this program, it's just been so wonderful for me. And I'm so happy to be here. And thank you guys for asking me to talk.